This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Flags across the United States have been ordered to fly at half-staff by U.S. President Joe Biden following the shooting at an elementary school in Texas that left dead 19 young students and two adults. More on the president's reaction to the killings from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman.
President Joe Biden, in a seven-minute-long address to the nation Tuesday evening, said mass shootings like the one earlier in the day in a Texas farming community do not happen with the same frequency in other countries as they do in America.
Why? Why are we willing to live with this carnage? Why do we keep letting this happen? Where in God's name is our backbone?
The president added it is time to turn this pain into action, calling for politicians to stand up to the gun lobby and pass what he called common sense laws to make assault weapons harder to acquire. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
North Korea launched three ballistic missiles toward the sea on Wednesday, according to its neighbors, hours after U.S. President Joe Biden wrapped up his trip to Asia, where he reaffirmed U.S. commitment to defend its allies in the face of the North's growing nuclear threat. The North's first missile launches in about 2 weeks also came as the country marks a much-disputed claim that its first domestic COVID-19 outbreak is weakening. Ukrainian authorities say that workers digging through the rubble of an apartment building in Mariupol found 200 bodies in the basement. It was a grim reminder of the horror still coming to light in the ruined city that has seen some of the worst suffering of the three-month-old war. An advisor to Mariupol's mayor said Tuesday that the bodies were decomposing and a stench permeated in the neighborhood. Meanwhile, heavy fighting continued in the Donbas, where Russian troops went on the offensive. More at VOA News.